Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said in Psalm 41, verse 6, "And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words, while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad." Surely this took place in our Lord's Passion. The hearts of men were gathering iniquity as hatred was swelling up in them. Because Jesus spoke the truth, they would have none of it, and they wanted to stop that truth with their empty words. They would say small lies in the face of Jesus, but then they went out into the streets telling everyone what they were really thinking. They wouldn't really engage Jesus, but when they finally had him on trial, they spoke loudly. "He's perverting the nation. He's forbidding people from paying taxes to Caesar, claiming to be the Messiah. Therefore, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. His blood be on us and on our children." The last sentence, I think, are some of the most chilling words. As Jesus suffered this injustice, yet he willingly suffered the empty words of that kangaroo court, the hatred and the beatings, the mockery, the crucifixion. All this he gladly suffered, as we sang, as he redeemed the world from sin and death and from the power of the devil. His words were not empty. When on the cross, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Contrast this with what we are tempted to do. When the slightest sneer is made, the most minute grimace, an unkind tone is made, how are we tempted to respond? With hatred? With an ongoing grudge? Or the refusal to look at that person in the eye? We're so ready to let anything stand between us and our neighbors, not recognizing that they are baptized into Christ, and therefore they are our brothers and sisters whom Jesus has also redeemed on the cross. As Jesus said, he utters empty words while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. Our hearts sure are ready to gather iniquity, to be filled with hatred, rage, grumbling, grudges. We may say sweet little nothings into the ears of our enemies, pretending as if we are all getting along just fine. And then, when they're not in our presence, we talk so readily, so loudly, how little we like of them. We talk about how evil we feel that they are. And so we lie to the faces of those who have crossed us with our empty words. And then when they are out of our presence, we destroy their reputation with all sorts of accusations, embellishments, and hatred. We are afraid of hurting their feelings, so we won't say anything to them. But behind their backs, we're more than ready to complain all we want as long as someone will give us an ear. Reminds me of when I was growing up. We'd have regular get-togethers with extended family, and it seemed like a common refrain was people were busy complaining about what they didn't like at their church, but they would rarely talk to the pastor or to the church leaders about their complaints. Empty words are destructive. So are avoiding the real issues, telling some people what you don't like about others, refusing to reconcile. There's already so much emptiness in the world that it does not need these types of empty words coming from our mouths. Recall the words of Scripture. If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled," without giving them the things they needed for the body, what good is that? And think about everyday conversations. We often say, "How are you?" without really wanting to know the answer. We usually respond to such questions saying, "I'm fine," without really wanting to say the truth. We may say, "I hope you have a good day," without really wishing that upon them. Or we'll say, "I'll pray for you," without really intending to offer up a prayer, or quickly forgetting that we had promised to offer that prayer. We long for and need in-person interaction, and then when we are in front of people, we reduce our times together with them with empty words and little compassion. St. James reminds us that man can tame all sorts of animals, but no one can tame the human tongue. Although the tongue is small, it causes great damage, like a small fire that can burn down an entire forest. The tongue is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. For this reason, the Word made flesh, the eternal Logos, would pray, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Because we cannot atone for our sins or fix for God what we have done wrong through our many sins, our Lord Jesus Christ willingly served as the sacrificial lamb who went to the cross. Because we have soiled ourselves with sin, often through our own tongues, Jesus shed his blood to redeem us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Jesus never spoke empty words. He never turned his back on us or hollered at the rooftops all that is unlikable about us when we're not in his presence. Instead, he bore all our sins in his body. He accepted the blame for all that we have done amiss. He went to the cross, bearing our sins so that he could bury them there. And he served as that ransom payment for our sin so that we can be reconciled to God, our Heavenly Father. Christ, the crucified one, who now lives, presents us before God, our Heavenly Father, not as being as soiled as we are through the misuse of our tongues, but as pure and holy, without any imperfections in us, because we have been acquitted and we have been covered with the very righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And know this, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what I say about Jesus are not empty words. Divine truth is being told to you. And know that God's word is performative. It does exactly as it says. The word of God is, in fact, the power of God to salvation. No empty words are spoken when sinners are baptized into Christ. No empty words are found in the three ecumenical creeds, even if those who are confessing them are not paying attention. No empty words are found in the church's liturgy or prayers. No empty words are spoken in the words of institution. No empty words are spoken as you are reminded of your baptism in the invocation, or when you are blessed at the benediction. No empty words are found anywhere in the sacred scriptures. Sadly, Christians have been guilty of speaking empty words. Some songs that some claim are Christian so-called praise songs are but empty words. empty words can be found in Christian hymns, even in some of the stanzas found in our own hymnal. Some sermons sadly contain empty words, false hopes, false promises, false doctrine. We like to think that all beliefs held by Christians and all Christian denominations are pretty much the same, but that cannot be further from the truth. That notion is but an empty word. For some proclaim empty words, some proclaim lies or half-truths. Empty words are spoken whenever the Word of God, the Holy Bible, is contradicted. That's why it is so important for us to know our Bibles and then to teach what the Bible says. That way we can stand upon the firm Word of God and we can stand up for the truth. We can defend it and we can hold it sacred. And that way the words found in our church are not empty words, but they are the words of eternal life, as Christ crucified and him risen are proclaimed. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life.